आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। इंडिया बीट पाकिस्तान बाय 5 विकेट्स टू लिफ्ट एशिया कप क्रिकेट ट्रॉफी फॉर रिकॉर्ड 9th टाइम। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी डिस्क्राइब्स द विक्ट्री एज ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ऑन द गेम्स फील्ड। Prime Minister to inaugurate new office of Delhi BJP at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg today. Bihar to get 7 new trains today. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary to flag off 3 Amrit Bharat and 4 passenger trains from Patna Junction. Election Commission to deploy 470 central observers for Bihar Assembly polls and by-elections in 8 states. And in shooting, India's Anushka Thakur wins gold medal in women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions event at ISSF Junior World Cup in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. India beat Pakistan by 5 wickets to win the 9th Asia Cup at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai, UAE, with Tilak Verma taking them with an unbeaten innings that proved decisive in the tournament's dramatic conclusion.
And bang! It's over. It's India who win the Asia Cup for the 9th time. It's been a thrilling final.
The victory extended India's perfect record against Pakistan in this tournament, having defeated them in all 3 encounters, including group stage and Super 4 matches on September 14 and 21. A report.
India won the toss and elected to field first, with Pakistan openers Shaib Sida Farhan and Farkar Zaman providing a solid foundation with an 84-run partnership in 9 overs before being separated. However, Pakistan's innings faltered thereafter, eventually being bowled out for 146 runs in the last over, setting a modest target of 147 runs for the victory. India's chase began with the loss of early wickets, slumping to 24-3 within the 4th over as Pakistan's bowlers led by Fahim Ashraf struck repeatedly. Sanju Samson joined Tilak Verma to forge a crucial 57-run partnership that reignited Indian hopes in the 13th over. However, Sanju Samson was dismissed. Shivam Dubey's arrival marked the turning point as he partnered with Tilak Verma to score 28 runs off the 15th and the 16th overs, reducing the equation to 36 runs from the final 4 overs. Tilak Verma remaining unbeaten at 69 from just 53 balls, stealing the Asia Cup in style in a last over 6 and guiding India home with 2 balls remaining. This is India's record-extending 9th victory at the Asia Cup. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the new Delhi BJP office at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Marg today. The inauguration coincides with the Navratri celebrations. Delhi BJP Chief Virendra Sachdeva said that the new office is not just a workplace, but a centre of values where the culture and spirit of the party are nurtured among the workers. He called the inauguration a historic moment in the party's journey in Delhi. During the inauguration ceremony, BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, senior leaders, MPs, MLAs, councillors, union ministers and thousands of party workers will also be present. Bihar will get the gift of 7 new trains today, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains. Patna will receive 4 passenger trains, among these, which will ease the journey of commuters residing in nearby areas. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will dedicate these trains to Bihar from Patna Junction. The Railway Minister will join the event via video conferencing from New Delhi, while Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary will flag off the trains from Patna Junction. This will be a major gift for the people of Bihar ahead of Diwali and Chhath. A report.
The new trains starting today will provide affordable travel facilities to the people of Bihar. The Amrit Bharat Express will operate between Muzaffarpur and Chalpalli in Hyderabad, Darbhanga and Madar in Rajasthan, Chhapra and Anand Vihar. Meanwhile, new passenger trains will run between Patna and Buxar, Nawada and Patna, Jhaja and Danapur, and Patna and Islampur. With the introduction of these 3 new Amrit Bharat Express trains, the total number of such trains from Bihar will rise to 13. This will provide significant relief to people traveling to and from various parts of the country, especially during festivals. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, has announced the deployment of central observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Bihar and by-elections in 8 assembly constituencies across various states. These observers will include general, police and expenditure observers. A total of 470 officers, including 320 IAS and 60 IPS officers, will be deployed as central observers to ensure free, fair and transparent elections. They will monitor the electoral process in each constituency, identify areas for improvement and make actionable recommendations. The ECI stated that the observers not only help the poll panel in fulfilling its constitutional mandate of conducting free, fair, transparent and inclusive elections, but also contribute towards enhancing voter awareness and participation in elections. The assembly by-polls are scheduled to be held in the Budgam and Nagrota seats of Jammu and Kashmir, Anta constituency of Rajasthan, Ghatshila in Jharkhand, Jubilee Hills in Telangana, Tarn Taran seat of Punjab, Dampa in Mizoram, and Nuapara in Odisha. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to Morning News. The centre has issued operational guidelines for rollout of nearly 72,300 public electric vehicle or EV charging stations across the country under PM E-Drive scheme. According to Heavy Industries Ministry, the framework provides a tiered subsidy structure to accelerate the installation of charging infrastructure at government premises, highways, public transport hubs and commercial complexes. More from our correspondent.
As per the guidelines, government offices, residential colonies, hospitals and educational institutions will be eligible for 100% subsidy on upstream infrastructure and EV charging equipment, provided they ensure free public access. For high traffic public locations such as railway stations, airports, bus terminals, metro stations, municipal parking lots, public sector ports, retail outlets of state-run oil companies and toll plazas operated by NHAI or state governments, the subsidy will cover 80% of upstream infrastructure costs and 70% of charging equipment costs. Shopping malls, markets and roadside facilities along highways and expressways will also qualify for an 80% subsidy on upstream infrastructure. Similarly, battery swapping or charging stations set up at any location will be eligible for 80% support on upstream costs. Komudi Parekh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is, public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in the special series Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has revolutionized infrastructure development through the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan.
Under Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India's infrastructure landscape is undergoing remarkable transformation. At the heart of this lies the PM Gati Shakti initiative, a master plan that is breaking silos, speeding execution, and turning India's growth vision into a reality. According to PM Modi, the Gati Shakti is an expansion of holistic governance.
PM Gati Shakti master plan, sarkari process aur usse jude alag alag stakeholders ko to ek saath lata hi hai. Ye transportation ke alag alag boards ko आपस में जोड़ने में भी मदद करता है। ये होलिस्टिक गवर्नेंस का विस्तार है।
Launched in 2021, PM Gati Shakti is a national master plan that integrates infrastructure development by bringing together various ministries, departments for a coordinated and seamless project execution. For the first time, 57 ministries and 36 states and union territories are working together on a single digital platform, integrating more than 1,700 data layers. A mechanism of network planning group has been institutionalized for evaluating projects. So far, 293 infrastructure projects amounting to 13.59 lakh crore rupees have been evaluated through the NPG mechanism. With GIS-based mapping, real-time monitoring, and multimodal connectivity, Gati Shakti is building sustainable infrastructure empowering India's march towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, from railways to highways, ports to airports, India's rapidly expanding infra network is boosting ease of living and enhancing prosperity.
On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized as the GST Council on 3rd September approved rates rationalization, reducing tax rates in many sectors while easing the life of citizens. Today, we look at how these reforms in the automobile sector help the common man to chase his dreams.
The government has announced the next generation GST reforms to provide relief to the common man by reducing taxes on several food items. Under GST 2.0, tax rates on pizza bread, khakra and chapati have been completely made tax-free, which earlier attracted 5% tax rate. Similarly, the taxes on paratha and parotha, which were previously part of 18% tax slab, have been exempted from the GST. The significant tax cut aims to lower out-of-pocket expenses and reduce the financial strain on the common man. Along with this, the government has brought down tax rates on sauces and condiments such as curry paste, mayonnaise and mixed condiments to 5% from 12%. This rationalization aims to improve the affordability of food, ensure daily nutrition, encourage consumption and provide economic relief to families. Talking to Akashwani News, Ria, a resident of Lucknow, has welcomed the government's decision.
My name is Ria and I am from Lucknow. The changes that the government has made in GST are beneficial for low and middle class families especially. Also, the things that the government has reduced in GST, like pizza, bread, roti, paratha, are very beneficial for us. This is a gift from the government for us.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 21st of this month has also urged the citizens to buy Swadeshi products supporting domestic industries, small manufacturers, local artisans and MSMEs. With Nitika Rohan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
On to sports now. In shooting, India's Anushka Thakur won gold in the women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions event at the ISSF Junior World Cup at Dr. Karni Singh Range in Delhi yesterday. This was Thakur's second gold in the competition, following her earlier win in the 50-meter rifle prone event. In the junior men's 50-meter 3 positions, Adrian Kormakar secured the silver medal. India currently leads the medal tally with 4 gold, 6 silver and 3 bronze. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Saira. India clinching the Asia Cup trophy against arch rivals Pakistan dominates the top headlines of all dailies. The thrilling final and India's win is being celebrated across the country and beyond. Hindustan Times writes, Operation Sindoor again, India beat Pakistan in Asia Cup final, while the Tribune headlines, India win battle on field too. The Statesman headlines, External Affairs Minister urges world to crack down on terror financing. Toll in Karur stampede climbs, cops blame TVK, writes Hindustan Times. The Hindu Business Line reports, New Delhi steps up US energy buys to soothe Washington. And finally, The Pioneer writes about Toman Kumar, the gold medal winner at the World Archery Para Championships, whose leg was amputated in a deadly blast injury in an anti-Naxal operation. From battlefield survival to archery champion, writes the newspaper. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India beat Pakistan by 5 wickets to lift Asia Cup cricket trophy for record 9th time. Prime Minister Modi describes the victory as Operation Sindoor on the games field. Prime Minister to inaugurate new office of Delhi BJP at Deen Dayal Upadhyay Mart today. Bihar to get 7 new trains today. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary to flag off 3 Amrit Bharat and 4 passenger trains from Patna Junction. ECI to deploy 470 central observers for Bihar Assembly polls and by-elections in 8 states. And in shooting, India's Anushka Thakur wins gold in Women's 50-meter Rifle 3 Positions event at ISSF Junior World Cup in New Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.